I've been through the details all morning. JobKeeper will go from $1,500 to $1,200 to $1,000 a fortnight over the next 9 months or so. JobSeeker from $1,115 a fortnight to $815 a fortnight over the next 6 months or so. That'll be from September to the end of this year. They were big decisions. They were made by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. And the Treasurer is on the line. Good morning, Treasurer.
Good morning, Neil. Nice to be with you and your listeners.
How does it feel to have the responsibility of keeping the entire nation afloat on a daily basis by handing out money and trying to keep the economy up and running?
Well, our thoughts right now with all those struggling families and businesses who are doing it tough through no fault of their own. I mean, this economic shock, Neil, that the Australian economy has faced is the biggest in our history. And we're not alone. I mean, the United States has had 51 million jobless claims. Europe has been hit very hard in many countries in our region too. But what we've always focused on is trying to keep as many people in work and keeping that formal connection between employers and employees, and the JobKeeper program is the largest single economic measure any government has introduced, and it's right now supporting around 3.5 million workers, including nearly 700,000 in Queensland.
Well, you've tightened it up, and obviously in the early days, you got the money out there because money had to get into society and some people took advantage of it, but now you've been able to tighten it up. Are you happy with the tightening of the measures that you've been able to make as we head towards the year 2021?
Well, right now we're spending $11 billion a month, and that's not sustainable for a program to be continued indefinitely. So what we've sought to do is to gradually wind down the program with a transition, which also involves these two tiers of payments. And around a quarter of the people in the initial JobKeeper program were getting more out of the $1,500 payment than they were getting from their pre-COVID income. But as you said, we needed to get the money out very quickly. It was very much top of mind for us.
It was a stimulus measure as well, right?
There was three purposes, effectively. One was to save jobs and businesses. Two was to maintain that formal connection between employers and employees. And three was to provide broader income support across the economy. And the Treasury Review found that all those three objectives were met. But now we've introduced this second tier payment based on hours worked, which I think will be a much better reflection of what people's pre-COVID income was.
Treasurer, can I ask you quickly, tomorrow there'll be a budget update. Should we brace ourselves?
We should. These are eye-watering numbers when it comes to the debt and the deficit, but it's a reflection of the times that we live in. We needed to spend across a whole range of areas to support the economy. We are absolutely focused, whether it's on the cash payments to millions of pensioners, whether it's the incentives to business to continue to invest or to provide cash flow boost for them, or whether it's the JobKeeper and the JobSeeker program, with the JobSeeker program cushioning the blow for those who have found themselves without a job. All of that has been necessary at this time. But the other thing that you'll see tomorrow with the numbers, Neil, is that our revenue line has taken a big hit as businesses are obviously not making the profits that they were, so they're not paying the taxes that they were, or so too, not as many people are in a job and therefore not paying as much tax as well. So you'll see those numbers reflected in the Treasury forecast tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow. It will be a fascinating day indeed.